This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. This weekend, we'll see some disruption on Interstate 70 through Denver. All eastbound lanes will be closed starting tonight and through Monday morning. That's eastbound I-70 from Washington Street to the interchange with I-270. That is the way a lot of people get to the airport. That stretch of the freeway has seen a lot of construction, and crews are realigning the traffic lanes to their final position. To get around the closure, drivers can take I-25 to 270. Around 200,000 customers with Colorado Springs Utilities may have had personal information stolen last month. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
The utility says sensitive details like social security numbers and credit card information were not compromised. Names, physical addresses, and possibly phone numbers and email addresses were likely accessed, though. Colorado Springs Utilities was able to review the compromised information from its third-party vendor, and those impacted will receive a letter. The utility says customers will never receive phone calls or emails asking for information like credit cards, payment, or social security numbers. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Fort Collins may bump up its minimum wage to $15 an hour later this year. A recent report submitted to the city council says a wage boost is unlikely to drive up prices or lead to layoffs. The minimum wage in Fort Collins is currently the statewide minimum of $12.56. Colorado's high country could see heavy rain and flash floods through the day and to start the weekend. Breckenridge and Summit County and Vail and Aspen could get rain today, tonight, and tomorrow. Colorado Springs and Denver have highs in the 90s, Pueblo hitting 100 this afternoon, Grand Junction in the 90s, and it will be staying hot through the weekend. By Monday, temperatures around Metro Denver could hit 100 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.